This is the strange thing about life. When people are confronted, they all say that the truth is what they want. But when the truth disagrees with them, they balk at it, as if it were an unwanted zombie apocalypse that only wants to destroy civilization. And this week's opening quote comes from Leviac B. Kelly. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, I certainly got an interesting reaction to last week's radio show, ladies and gentlemen. I expected I would. I fully expected to attract legions of trolls, and the trolls certainly didn't disappoint me. And it was really interesting to see the amount of division that people posted and the amount of attacks they launched into in response to the plea for unity that the last show that I put out was. I mean, the attacks and insults were unprecedented. From all the normal players, the ones that normally post such attacks and insults, but they really did go to next level on the last show. It really was quite amazing to see the lengths people are prepared to go to in order to defend their desperate need to be right in all that they believe in. And it was interesting to see how many people tragically missed the point of the whole thing and attempted to provide me with answers to the many questions that I posed. And they really seem to have missed the point of the entire show, because it isn't a matter of what I know or what I may believe I know and presenting that to people, because you don't teach anybody anything by attempting to convince them of the truth in what you know, or should I say the truth in what you believe you know. You teach them by stimulating the urge within them to ask the questions for themselves. And that's what I attempted to do with that radio show. And as I said, so many people seem to have tragically missed the point. But, well, I did expect that. And it was very comforting to see that alongside the trolls, there was also a huge amount of people who actually got the point of this show and could see what I was actually attempting to say and could see the need for unity at this time, because that is something that we really need, folks, because as I've been attempting to point out to people so much recently, we are all facing a common foe, and they are rolling things out very quickly at the moment, and it's extremely important that people pay attention to what is going on in their communities around them. It's extremely important that people pay attention to the smart grid and to what the 5G system is really doing, and put all these rabbit holes down for the moment, because if we do not address the clear and present danger we now find ourselves in, very soon you're not going to have the chance to be able to research so much of the stuff you are now arguing about, because the internet is going to become far more limited and people's access to the internet is also going to become far more precarious once it is based on their social crediting points. And don't think this isn't coming to a country near you, ladies and gentlemen, because it is. In fact, it's already there in a small way. It's there under the surface already. They've already got the surveillance grids in place. They're already using facial recognition in the UK, probably in Australia. They're using it in the United States. They've got around a third of the British population on record now as far as facial recognition goes. And this is all without the British population even knowing that they're doing it. They've been using facial recognition technology at football games and at festivals and concerts and just scanning everybody and just testing the whole system out. So they've been doing it for quite a while, even long before we heard that they were doing it in China. They were actually doing it in England. So they're doing it everywhere, folks. So don't think it isn't coming to a town near you. It is. And with the last show that I did, I was just hoping to get people to notice this and to perhaps put their stuff down with each other and realize that all the mysteries that they're researching and all the rabbit holes they're going down all exist because they're not free, and the reality is that none of these mysteries or rabbit holes will ever be solved until they gain the freedom to actually put the mystery to rest. And the argument that they are creating by continuing to claim that they are right on every aspect they are researching is the very thing that is preventing that freedom from ever occurring. And ultimately, that they're never going to find the answers to the questions that they're seeking until they are prepared to admit that they really don't know, simply because they're not free enough to know. And so that is where the focus needs to be. Most of the problems that we face come from the fact that we don't know. They come from the fact that this whole cover-up has existed to begin with, and I think it's about time we address that fact and stop putting up with these theatrics from our politicians. But anyway, a little bit of housekeeping there and on with the show. And speaking of theatrics, Trump is most certainly continuing the theatrics and leading everybody into the smart grid. Cancelled a money funneling deal with Iran, but put sanctions on the children at the same time, just to add that nice little touch for Israel. I mean, you can't cancel a money deal without starving the children to death as well, which always seems to be the American government's way. Perhaps Trump is hoping to murder 500,000 Iranian children via sanctions, the way the US government murdered 500,000 Iraqi children through sanctions. So perhaps that sweetens the deal. Got to cut off the funneling to the deep state, but starve a few Persian children to death at the same time, just to keep it all nice and normal for everybody. But that's the way it goes. There's still a large number of people drinking the Q Kool-Aid and believing that this is all part of the plan and we must all trust the plan, because Trump is really one of the good guys, and depriving the Iranian children of essential needs and services and medicines and food and all their basic things that they need for life is a good thing that will lead us all to freedom and safety. And don't worry about 5G or the smart grid or the IoT or social crediting. We won't talk about that, because Q's got your back and Trump is working for the people, which must also explain why he has increased funding to NASA so they can spray our skies a little bit more for us, just to keep us safe from the terrible sun, which may kill us by providing us with vitamin D and the nourishment needed to grow all of our food. But we don't need that. We have hydroponics, we have grow lights, we have Monsanto to provide us with all of our food needs and all of our food requirements. Monsanto is making sure that all of our food is incredibly healthy. So we don't need any of the stuff that the sun or nature can provide us anymore. Science can do far, far better. We don't need the pesky sun. We don't need all these pesky insects either, and that is another huge benefit that we've got to the chemtrail spraying and to the genetically modified crops that Monsanto has been introducing into our environment. You might notice when you go driving now on dusk that you don't see any bugs on your windscreen the way you used to just a few short years ago. I used to go out at sort of sundown, and there'd be that time of day where all the mosquitoes and the crickets and all the insects would come out, and you'd have to get out and wash your windscreen. It was a terribly annoying process to have to go through. So thanks to Monsanto and all the chemical spraying, we're dealing with all of this ridiculous insect problem, so we're not going to have to worry about that anymore. And don't think it's bad, folks, because they're also offsetting it by introducing genetically modified insects, which are far more resistant to all the pesticides and far more damaging to humans. You'll find genetically modified insects or new viruses to take care of all of our special needs for us, popping up all around the 25 labs that the United States has in 25 different countries around the world. And those pesky bees, I mean, we don't want bees around either. People get stung by bees, ladies and gentlemen. There might be someone who is actually made a little bit uncomfortable by the fact that these bees exist. So the chemtrails and the Monsanto crops are doing a great job of removing us of these unwanted insects as well. And of course, now we're going to see that taken to the next level with the rollout of 5G, because the bees are becoming massively disoriented with the 5G frequency, so that's really, really disturbing them. I mean, everything that they do, they're abandoning their hives and they're just sort of spontaneously dying all over the place. So with any luck, soon we might be rid of these pesky creatures altogether and humans will be kept safe in their 5G radiation insect-free blanket. Everyone under perpetual surveillance and lightning-fast downloads in an insect-free zone, folks. It's going to be like paradise. So that's another huge bonus to the government controlling things the way they do for us. And also as a clear demonstration, well, there's absolutely no need for us to pay attention to anything that's going on around us, because due to our lack of attention, the government is taking care of all of these things for us, as they should, because that is what we employ them to do. So why should we pay attention? Because let's face it, nobody wants these pesky insects around anyway, so they may as well go the way of the sun. So it is a really good thing that he's refunding NASA so they can continue spraying our skies for us, folks. And of course, added with the tasty little benefit of the nanotech in the chemtrails, which is entering into our body to keep us all safe and sound and prevent us from anything bad ever happening to us as well, it's all a really good thing. So don't worry about anything, folks. Trump's got your back. In fact, all of our governments have got our backs, folks. I mean, think about it. Our governments are keeping us safe from the terrible terrorists all around the world. They're keeping our children safe with vaccinations. And, of course, in Australia, we've got the added bonus of mandatory vaccinations in Australia, which give a huge amount of funding to the Prime Minister's wife. And that's a wonderful thing because she's such a wonderful woman, and we want to make sure that she profits from all the vaccinations that all the children get. So that's a great thing that's been put in place. It doesn't matter that they cause autism or any of that sort of stuff. These are vaccinations, folks. These are government-approved vaccinations, so they must be good for you because the government would never do anything bad for you. And the government loves you. The government is your friend. I mean, the 262 million people killed by their own governments in the last century were obviously bad people, or their governments wouldn't have killed them. Obviously, they were undesirables, and we don't want undesirables around, so we've got the social crediting system coming online, so we're going to be able to downgrade people that we disagree with, people who offend us in any way, who aren't politically correct in any way. We're going to make sure that all of society thinks the way we want them to think, and everybody's homogenized to be nice and normal. So it's going to be all very wonderful and very safe, folks. It's a wonderful, wonderful future that technology is giving us, really, when you think about it. Now, just think, you won't have to think for yourself anymore. You won't have to worry about what anybody else is thinking. Anybody who is thinking a bad thought will be penalized by the system, they'll be made homeless, and we'll be able to put them into the smart prison, so you won't have to worry about any bad people at all. Everyone will be trustworthy, according to government guidelines of what trustworthy is. And these, of course, are the only guidelines that you can trust, ladies and gentlemen, because the government knows what's good for you. You know, if you really want to succeed in life and you really want to have everything go right for you, that's something that you should always remember, ladies and gentlemen. The government knows what's good for you. It knows what food you should eat. It knows what information you should have access to. This is why it's a good thing that the government now has put the stranglehold on the media that it has. Because, I mean, the media used to be the government watchdog and tell us about all the bad things that politicians got up to, but we can't have that. Imagine how uncomfortable people would feel if they really knew that the world was run by pedophiles and all these wars are manufactured. I mean, imagine what the people would feel if they really knew that one of the biggest resources they get out of war zones is body parts and children that they send off to pedophiles and all the organ harvesting, all the stuff that goes on in the war zones. I mean, this is going to make people feel very uncomfortable. So we can't have the media telling us the truth about any of this sort of stuff. We need the media to tell us what the government wants us to know, because that will keep everybody safe and keep everybody contained and satisfied. And a safe, contained, satisfied population is a happy population. And we want a happy population, ladies and gentlemen. This is why it's also good that the government controls the education system, because if children were ever allowed to think for themselves, they might actually see that they're living in this corrupt system. And they might be very upset about the fact that everything's run by pedophiles. They might even feel uncomfortable about being fed genetically modified toxic food, being sprayed with chemicals every day, and being subject to massive amounts of radiation via the tech that they use. I mean, they might be upset by the fact that their immune systems are so compromised via vaccinations that their parents got tricked into administering for them. And to make matters worse, they may even begin to feel a little bit uncomfortable about dealing with politicians or allowing these politicians to abuse them. So we can't have any of this sort of stuff happening, folks. So it's really good that the government has put these guidelines in place to make sure society is nice and safe. We've really got to look at the benefits of this. And once it all goes smart, it's all going to be taken to the next level. Once it all goes smart, they'll be able to monitor every single aspect of everything that everybody does, every transaction, every conversation, every movement of everybody, and then we're all going to be safe. Won't that be wonderful? Think of the benefits. I mean, look at the police these days, folks. People are always complaining that the police don't think, that they're too brutal. So with the new smart system that's coming online, they won't have to think. The algorithm will tell them exactly who they need to go and beat up. It'll monitor every action of everybody in real time, so it'll be able to monitor what everybody's doing. It'll see when someone's jaywalking or smoking in a non-smoking area. It'll be able to deduct their social credit points and outlaw them on the spot. Then the algorithm can just relay the information to the nearest police officer, to the offender. The police officer will have his facial recognition glasses on, and the glasses will enable him to spot the offender in the crowd, and he won't have to think about anything. He can just go and arrest the criminal and put them in jail where they belong. And he doesn't have to think about it. In fact, there's no need for him to think about it. Thinking about it will only get in the way because the algorithm will point out exactly who the undesirables are. And of course, you'll be able to put them straight in jail. There won't even be any need for a trial because the algorithm will have already determined what the sentence is according to how many social credit points were deducted. So it's all going to be very wonderful, folks. He won't have to think about it at all. Because, of course, the undesirables will be the people to think the way the government doesn't want them to think. And these people, of course, are untrustworthy, because that's why they're thinking the way the government didn't tell them. Because the government is the only people who can be trusted, ladies and gentlemen. You can only trust information that is coming to you through approved government sources. You should never, ever forget this. Forget all the fake news. Forget all the people trying to warn you about anything. Forget all the people that suggest you should think for yourself. Really, what you should do is think the way the government tells you, and we'll have algorithms to control all of this just to make sure that anyone who doesn't think this way is removed to somewhere where they're not a danger to the rest of society, so everybody is going to be safe all the time. And imagine trying to pollute government-approved safety standards with free thinking or independent thought, folks. I mean, we can't have this sort of thing happening. This is not any way to keep us safe. And free thought and independent thinking is really outdated anyway. I mean, if you've got Google to tell you anything you need to know, you've got your iPad to turn to if you need company, you've got personal assistants to tell you everything you need to know about yourself, so why do you need any of this stuff anyway? I mean, really, folks, we've got the technology to take care of everything for us now. Really, what it's all about is safety. We need to be safe. We need to make sure the government has the ability to wrap us all in cotton wool. That way we will never, ever get hurt, and we'll never, ever be offended, and we will never, ever be put in a position where we may offend somebody else by anything so selfish as daring to think for ourselves. It's all going to be better this way, folks. It's all going to be much better if every single aspect of our lives is governed by a universal legal system controlled by an algorithm which has absolutely no empathy, one that penalizes or determines our social status or our purchasing power according to our social credit points, outlaws us by default if we don't comply simply by squeezing us out of basic services, and therefore criminalizes us by default, and steers anyone who does not comply 100% with government wishes into the safety of the smart prison, where they can just disappear into a black hole and the system can do whatever they want with them, use them for medical experiments or something. That will be a great benefit to everybody. We might get some new drugs on the market, folks. Or maybe some new soaps or some new perfumes. We won't have to use animal experimentation. We can use humans. So we get to save the animals at the same time. See, the government is environmentally friendly as well, folks. They're working to save the wildlife. And there are all sorts of fringe benefits that could possibly be obtained from this type of system. And it really is a very smart thing for the human race to be letting government put this system online and for us to be handing complete control of everything we are over to such a system. They'll be able to run it all according to the economic model and make sure everybody is put where they belong on the social economic scale, because of course we don't want the lower people hanging around with the other people, the more important people. So all of this will be taken care of for us by the algorithms, and everybody will be happy. And those who aren't happy, well, there's wonderful things such as lithium and all of the psychiatric programs that we've put in place now to deal with this weird, uncomfortable feeling that people get from living within a tightly controlled society that monitors every aspect of your existence, but we have drugs to fix that as well. So a bit of Zoloft or Xanax or any other exotic drug should fix the problem nicely. So that's really nothing to worry about at all. And it's all going to a really good place, folks. I can see a really bright future on the horizon if people just continue to not pay attention and allow their government to lead us to exactly where we will be safe from the terrorists and essentially safe from ourselves, folks, because that's what we really need. We need to be kept safe from ourselves. And they're looking after us in all sorts of miraculous ways. They really are. All of the wonderful workplace health and safety regulations they put in place to make sure you don't ever have to do anything your own way. It's all regulated for you. All of the political correctness that they're bringing in place. So you never have to think for yourself. You just have to think the way they regulate for you. And all of the wonderful rules they're putting in place to keep you safe on the road, all the cameras, surveillance cameras they're putting everywhere, just to make sure that you're controlled in every aspect of everything you do, self-driving cars they want to bring in, because, of course, you're not competent enough to drive a car, folks. I mean, really, think about it. You've never really been competent enough to drive a car. Now, have you? Just think about it. You need the government to drive it for you. It's going to be much better if that happens. I mean, think if you ever lost control of the vehicle, the government will be able to stop it and take control of the vehicle for you and drive it to wherever they would like you to go. And that's a good thing. And of course you want to go with them because this is the government and the government is your friend. So it's a good thing that this is happening. And other things, little things that you wouldn't even think of that they're doing to keep us safe. For example, well safety. People fall down wells sometimes, folks. It just happens. But thanks to the government, thanks to the government's fracking operation that they're doing, they're poisoning all the groundwater, so there won't be need for any wells. No one will have to dig a well, so therefore no one will be able to fall down a well. This is a good thing. And we don't want undesirables trying to escape the system either and going off somewhere and being able to live by themselves. I mean, let's face the common known reality that anybody who thinks the way the government doesn't want them to think is probably a terrorist anyway. I mean, you've just got to look at the media. The media will tell you what's going on, folks. The media guarantees that anybody who does not think the way the government wants is either funded by Russia or is a terrorist. So you've really got to look at who these people are who are not thinking the way the government wants them to think. And heaven forbid that these people should actually try to make a go of it on their own. And the first thing they're going to need to do that, of course, is water. So by poisoning all the groundwater, we're going to prevent the undesirables from being able to leave the contained areas that the government sets up for the populations to live in. So this is all a very, very good thing. Now, of course, all the people in the contained areas will be fed the government-approved water, which contains fluoride and all sorts of great stuff for them. And no, fluoride is not for mind control. Fluoride is good for your teeth, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the government puts all the toxins in everything else, but they spend so much money on fluoridating the water because they really, really, really care about your teeth. So don't listen to any of the conspiracy theorists that tell you that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and makes you act like a drone and addles your thinking so you don't really think clearly. This is all conspiracy theory, folks. Fluoride is all about your teeth because that is the most important aspect of your health. And that's why the government spends so much money on fluoridating the water with toxic tailings from mining operations. It's to make sure your teeth are strong. You see how much they care? You see how much they really know and how much they really care? They do. It's obvious. And you can see the benefits, really, to everything the government's doing. And, of course, it's essential that they bomb all the brown people in the Middle East at the same time. We need to get all of these areas out of the way and make sure everybody thinks like we do. And the best way to do that, of course, is by killing them if they don't, or killing them before they have a chance to express anything different to the way we might want them to express themselves. It's really the best way to run the world. If you are violent enough and you drop enough bombs on people, eventually they stop fighting back and they're kind of forced to think the way you do. And if it doesn't work, well, we can just sort of go in there and build a Starbucks and they will not really notice what's going on from that point and eventually all turn into Westerners anyway. See, that's really the plan, folks. I mean, it's best if everybody just thinks the way we do because imagine what it would be like to go somewhere to find that it was different from where you were. I mean, imagine going somewhere and finding that they had a different culture or a different lifestyle to what you were used to. Imagine if you actually went somewhere and it wasn't like everywhere else that you went and the world wasn't homogenized. It would be much, much better when the world is homogenized and we can all go out and have our vacations at the designated vacation time in the designated vacation enjoyment fun zone. This will be much, much better. And of course, all these fun zones will be homogenized. We'll be able to get the same food everywhere we go to the same cafes and the same shops and get the same cheap souvenirs everywhere we go. It will be much, much better and much, much safer. And we won't have to deal with any of these foreigners anywhere. It'll all be the same. It will all be wonderful. And it will be a much, much better world. You know, homogenization is really the way to go, folks. And they're doing this with the sexes as well, thank God. I mean, imagine what it would be like having men and women and all this sort of stuff in the future. We don't want that. So it's really good if we transgenderize everything and turn it all into one race. I mean, think of the money we'll save on fashion. You won't have to be shopping for both sexes because we'll all be wearing each other's clothes anyway. So it's going to be much, much better, much, much less victimization in a crowd situation, because you won't be really worried about the way people are dressed, because everyone will be dressed as one gender anyway, so who cares? And fortunately, lucky for us, the government is also showing the foresight to introduce transgenderism into schools as young as 5 or 6 years old, before children even have an idea to understand what gender they are. The schools are suggesting that they change gender, because this, of course, is a great idea, because who knows, they may want to do it later on, so we may as well convince them that they want to do it now, because play acting's a fun thing, so we may as well play act for the rest of our lives. That way we can continue to not pay attention to what the government's doing. We'll be far more fixated on who we may think we are, or what we possibly could have been, or what pronoun we should be using to describe whatever it is we think we are, and it'll be a much more spiritually enlightening place to be. And of course, you have to take over other countries in order to introduce this into other countries as well. I mean, you can't have other countries that sort of raise their families in a normal way when we really want to homogenize society, folks. So we need to find excuses to attack other countries. And if we can't attack them sort of openly, because it sort of gets a little bit ugly sometimes, and the media can't really cover it up well enough, no matter how hard they try, we can find other ways to bring about regime change in countries. There's always tried and true methods that the Western governments like to use, and they always work out very well. Well, although that could be determined by what you call well. And that's why sanctions are always such a good idea. That's why putting sanctions against Iran so that the children suffer is always the best move when you want to see regime change in a country, because by making it really hard for the children, you make the parents angry, and they realize that it's their government causing the problem, not the government that's caused all the sanctions against them and deprived their children of all the medicines. It's actually their government that is causing the problem, because they're not doing what we tell them to do. And if they were to simply do what we told them to do, well, we would stop killing their children. So the best thing to do is really to kill the children, because after all, they're only brown children, so they're most likely terrorists anyway, and the parents can always have more. And by killing the children, it makes the parents angry with their government, and so it always makes for sound foreign policy for Western governments. Tried and true method. It hasn't worked any time in the past, and so that's why they still do it. You can really see the logic in their actions when you step back and put your head somewhere in the corner and insert a thick enough pair of earplugs and wear a big enough pair of blinkers, and that seems to be what most of society does and is encouraged to do, and it's probably a good thing, because that way the government gets to look after us in the best way they can, which is obviously what they're doing. I mean, Exhibit A, the Earth, it really is in a wonderful state at the moment, and it's all because of government, and we're just so lucky that they're there for us. I mean, really, folks, we should be grateful to these people. I mean, they've done a bang-up job so far, and so the best thing we can really do is leave the world in their hands and allow them to lead us into this smart grid, so it can remove our ability to think completely. And if we do what we're told from that point, then I'm sure life will be much, much happier for all concerned. I mean, surely if government is to be believed, it's thinking that brought us to this mess anyway, and we're going to be far, far better off when they do all of our thinking for us. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on the show today, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, the government is doing all sorts of wonderful things to help us, folks. I noticed in the last few days, maybe the last week, they stopped the chemical spraying in the sky here in Holland, and I believe they did it in many places around the world. There were just no chemtrails in the sky. Of course, you could see the mist falling down as it all fell out of the sky and was all falling down to the ground and sort of saturating everything in this milky mist. You couldn't even really see across the road completely clearly. I mean, if you thought about it, there was this milky mist in front of your eyes everywhere. and the sky got steadily more white as your eyes came down to the horizon. So this, of course, is a wonderful thing. So this means we are ingesting all the chemtrails and ingesting all the nanotech the way we should, so we can be genetically modified properly to be acceptable to the smart grid. This should help us with the 5G active denial system and make sure that all the bad people are easy to control as well. So you've got to look at the benefits of all this. Of course, the government wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't good for us, folks. That's what you have to remember with all of this. It's all being done for our benefit, such as all the mining operations. These are all being done for our benefit as well. And fortunately, they've made all the mining operations really, really ugly. So we know where not to go for our holidays and things. We know where all these ugly places are, and we don't want to go to the ugly areas. We can go to the designated government-approved enjoyment zones and get everything we need there. And so we've got everything we need to really survive. And the ugliness can be sort of over there, out of the way, where we don't have to look at it. So they've been very thoughtful the way they've done all this and put it all together for us and constructed the world to be so user-friendly for us. And also doing a wonderful job of protecting us from any pollutants that may be in the skies as well, that they are putting into the skies from their chemical spraying by not allowing us to collect rainwater in many countries. So we always have the health benefits of the government-approved water and all of the wonderful stuff they put in there to make sure that we are kept in tip-top condition. See, they don't want us to miss out on any of the health benefits that they provide for us, folks. This is, of course, why they're banning people from collecting rainwater, because think of these poor people not getting the nutrients that the government puts in the regulated water system for them. I mean, it could end up a disaster, folks. These people could end up spreading disease everywhere. It could be as dangerous as eating imported food that hasn't been irradiated before it gets to your table. And we simply can't have this sort of thing happening, because it's all about safety, ladies and gentlemen, and it must be government-regulated safety in order to be real safety, and this sort of behaviour simply will not keep us safe. This is why it's so important that people aren't allowed to grow their own food as well, why the government is going to such extraordinary lengths to make sure that people are not able to grow their own food in their own garden, because we can't have people eating organic food because they won't get all the benefits of the Monsanto genetically modified food and all the nutrients that this food is providing. And of course, if people are growing their own food, they may be doing disgusting things like growing food in actual soil that's populated by nasty worms and bugs and insects and is untreated soil, not chemically altered soil, not fertilized soil, certainly not government approved soil. And to make matters worse, they could be doing other illegal things with it as well, such as giving food away to their neighbours. And we can't have this sort of thing happening. I mean, they could be spreading all sorts of unwanted diseases. And, of course, if they're giving food away to people, this prevents people from buying food at the supermarkets. And so this deprives the economic system of its rightful income, the income it so rightfully deserves. I mean, everyone must pay tribute to the economic system, ladies and gentlemen. Think what would happen if this didn't occur. Society could collapse around us. And we can't have people stepping on corporate profits, folks. I mean, if corporations weren't allowed to do what they do and operate in a tax-free environment the way they do, they'd never be able to rape the world the way they do, so we'd never have the resources at our fingertips the way we have and be able to throw things away the way we do and throw away half the food that we cook and all the stuff that we do and live the comfortable lifestyles that we live at the expense of the rest of the world. So we need to allow these corporations to have complete control of everything. So growing your own food is very counterproductive to this type of thing, so we simply can't allow this sort of thing to happen. And who wants to eat organic food anyway, folks? It's overrated. Really, we need to be eating government-approved food, because government-approved food has got to be the best, otherwise the government wouldn't have approved it. And of course, the best way to ensure that this incredibly beneficial situation continues is for the people to pay 10 or 20 times as much tax as they actually should be paying, so that they can cover all the tax that the corporations should be paying, so that the corporations can continue to operate in their tax-free environment, so that they're able to exploit the people to the extent that they can. Otherwise, they'll never make the profits that they really need to be a viable corporation. And without that, well, how would we ever live, ladies and gentlemen? It would just be terrible. We wouldn't have any hope at all of surviving as a human species without this type of economic manipulation in the world. We really, really do benefit from this stuff. So it's very important that we listen to the government in this aspect and we do everything they say whenever they say it. Whenever the government says jump, it's very important that people simply never question the command any further than asking how high. I mean, just look how considerate these people are, folks. The government really is wonderful. They're doing incredible things for us. Some of the fringe benefits we're getting from the rollout of the smart grid and the 5G, for example, the cleanup of environmental pollution that we're seeing because of the 5G, in as much as the terrible mess that we're seeing on the grounds under trees is being cleared up, and the terrible noise pollution that is being cleared up by 5G as well, because thanks to 5G, we're seeing all the birds disappearing as well. So this is a great thing, folks, because all that terrible squawking, that singing they used to make in the mornings, used to get up and hear the birds singing. We don't want to hear this sort of stuff. I mean, bird singing is really overrated. If it was anything worth hearing, it would be on iTunes anyway. And you're never going to get likes on Instagram or Facebook by posting bird songs anyway. So what's the point of this stuff? And they make a terrible mess everywhere with all that mess they leave under the trees. So it's a real bonus that we're seeing this happen as a result of 5G. Of course, there's been an ongoing effort to remove the birds anyway. The oil companies and chemical refineries have always done a wonderful job of helping us with this by killing all the birds that nest around their refineries. And this is a good thing, folks, because, you know, birds eat seed and all that sort of stuff, and seed can be used to grow plants, and plants can be used for valuable biofuel. And we don't want birds consuming this sort of stuff that can be used for human activity. Now, these sorts of things get in the way of what we really want to do with things, and we don't want birds getting in the way of this sort of stuff. We don't want birds eating seed and taking energy from humans and all the things that these birds do. I mean, they don't really serve any useful purpose. I mean, birds are very hard to put into the workforce. It's very hard to train these things to do anything other than really carry messages. And we've got 5G now, so we don't really need birds for pigeon messages or anything like that. So there's not really much use in having these things around. They just make a mess everywhere. They squawk. They leave feathers around and all these things that we don't really need. So it's really good now that 5G is helping along with this process and helping remove the birds from the inner city areas, because that's where they used to congregate. You know, we cleared them out from all the country areas and the refineries. So they were doing sneaky things like hanging around trees in city areas. So thanks to the Wi-Fi and the 5G, we're seeing them vacating these areas as well and leaving our cities nice and pristine and clean for our use. And folks, if you really want to be logical about this and look at it in the grand scheme of things and be perfectly frank about it, then it's really a good thing that the 5G is removing all the birds. And really, folks, it's the only considerate thing to do. It's the only humane thing to do, because after all, many birds live on insects, and we've already removed all the insects, so there's not going to be any food for these creatures anyway, and they'll end up hanging around houses and becoming even more pesky because we've destroyed the environment that they're supposed to live in. So it's really a good thing, and we're helping them out by saturating the air with 5G frequency, because this will encourage them not to come here anyway, and we don't want them coming to areas where there's no food for them. It would just be cruel. And of course, the local councils are helping this along by removing all the trees as well. And that's a good thing, you know, removing thousands of trees, millions of trees in England, all along the roadside, culling all of these trees, because trees will interfere with the 5G frequency. And we don't need trees, folks. I mean, these things are green and sort of wavy, and they get in the way of looking at the chemtrails in the sky. And they certainly mess up any clear view of all the wonderful buildings and power lines and factories and things we have everywhere. So we don't really want these things. You know, they produce oxygen and all that sort of stuff, and we don't need that stuff. We can go and buy oxygen from canisters now anyway, so we don't really need the air to have as much oxygen in it as it does. And trees attract birds anyway, and we've already decided that we don't need these things because they're squawky and they leave mess everywhere, and we don't want the bird song, and 5G's taking them away anyway, so we may as well take the trees away, because what are trees for? I mean, they're only there for the birds to live in, and if the birds aren't here, then why do we need the trees? So the government is really thinking this thing out, and they're doing all the right things to make sure we have a very, very cozy environment where humans can live. And everything will be run by the 5G system, everything will be monitored and controlled and all safe for everybody. They'll be able to control the flow of people everywhere and know what everybody's doing and everybody's thinking. And we really don't need birds and animals and insects around for this to happen. So this is just another bonus of the 5G system. And think of how pristine it will be outside without all of that noisy bird song anyway. So it's just another added fringe benefit, the fact that the 5G system is helping remove all of this unwanted noise pollution from our environment and replacing all the bird song in the air with radio waves and 5G frequencies in the air. And this is a great thing. This will put all those people who are worried about airport scanners to rest as well, because There's no use complaining about airport scanners if you're living in a 5G environment, because it'll be like you're living in an airport scanner all the time. So really there's nothing to complain about with airport scanners anymore either, so they've removed that burden from us as well. And of course it's going to be a great boon for the medical companies, because we'll see all sorts of thyroid cancers and a huge rise in emotional problems and skin problems and all sorts of things from 5G. So this is great for the medical industry. And we need the medical industry to be making enormous profits off sick people all the time, because that's good for the economy. And really, it's all about the economy, folks. It's about keeping the economy going, because the economy is far more important than people. And if you really want an example of that, all you have to do is really look at the medical system in the United States, the land of the free, where you have to pay through the nose for everything. Except alcohol. But the US medical system is a fine example of how little value people really have in comparison to economics. And it's really important that people realize this, because it will help them through life, because it is really the way things are, and it's very important that people understand that they really must serve the economic system at all costs, even if it means forfeiting their life for the economic system. This is why you're not allowed to heal yourself from cancer with things like cannabis, folks. I mean, this is not very constructive, not very productive, not anything that's going to serve government, not anything that's going to keep the system going, not anything that's going to keep the cash flow turning over, ladies and gentlemen. It's certainly not supporting the medical industry at all. It's not supporting the economic model. I mean, think of the funeral parlors that you're putting out of work. Think of the grave diggers, all of the jobs down the line that you're putting out of work by selfishly wishing to stay alive and mess up the flow of things. I mean, the government's got it all organized, folks. All you really need to know about life is that the government will tell you what to do. It will tell you how to cure yourself. It'll tell you when you're allowed to heal yourself. And if you're not allowed to heal yourself, well, that's just the way it is, folks. We've got to keep the system flowing, and the government knows what they're doing. I mean, just think how out of control things would be if people went around healing themselves of terminal diseases willy-nilly and the system couldn't flow the way it does and the medical industry wasn't able to thrive the way it was. I mean, we wouldn't have all these companies polluting the world the way they do. We wouldn't have all these virus factories disguised as medical labs releasing viruses all around the world the way they do. We wouldn't have all these people going to doctors for help. We'd have all these healthy people everywhere getting along with their lives who wouldn't need government. I mean, it would be chaos, folks. We can't allow this type of a situation to happen. So of course we need sickness, so we need to ban cannabis, we need to not allow people to heal themselves, we need to enslave them to a corporate medical industry that drugs them stupid and only thrives on profit, because it's good for the system and therefore it's good for government. And if it's good for government, then it's good for the people. We get back to that same scenario of creating a satisfied, happy population. And this is what we want. And the government's very good at producing it, folks. And if you doubt this is the way it is and you're not happy, just go and turn on your television. You can always live your life vicariously through someone else's, or you can go and buy a magazine to help you feel better about yourself. I'm sure there's a magazine which will cater for whatever woe you're feeling. You see, society is very, very worked out for us, folks, so it's best not to complain, to just realize that all of this is being done for our benefit. And thank God that 5G is rolling out to make sure that it all gets very, very regulated and all very controlled, so that we're all nice and safe. And just think, folks, soon we'll hand all of this over to AI, so we'll remove human control from it altogether, and it won't be wonderful then. And then we won't have to even worry about people doing the wrong thing at all, because the algorithm will take care of the whole lot, and we can even embrace transhumanism and become part of the machine ourselves. And in fact, they're probably doing that to us already, through transhumanism, through the chemtrails, through the nanotechnology, through Morgellons. And isn't that incredible that we're being invited into this system and invited into this transhumanist mainframe without even having to ask for it to be done? What a wonderful thing. You know, our government is so considerate of the people. They really do all this incredible stuff just to make sure that we have exactly the reality that they want us to have. And it's also wonderful, folks. It's going to be a beautiful future where we're all locked into a mainframe and have no way of escaping, and we're enslaved to this digital economic model, and all because people think authority is real. It's a really wonderful program, and you've got to be so grateful at the way it's all been done. And it doesn't matter about any of this stuff anyway, because ultimately, Trump's going to fix the whole thing. I mean, all this stuff that I've spoken about today, if you don't want the world to be this way, it doesn't have to be this way. And all you have to do to stop it being this way is absolutely nothing. All you have to do to stop it being this way is wait for Trump to fix it. Because if you sit back and eat popcorn and listen to what Q says and wait till November because everything's going to change in November, you'll realize that Trump is doing the right thing and that everything's going to change and that humanity is absolutely going to be saved because humanity as a whole had the prudence and the wherewithal and the foresight to sit back and do absolutely nothing about this situation. Because what could anybody do about any of this? I mean, this is just the way it is. And we should enjoy this environment, folks, because this is the environment that we've created by allowing those people that we trust to look after things for us to do exactly what they want to do and never really mentioning any of it to them. So really, everything is just the way it should be. And as long as we eat popcorn until November, we're going to find that everything is just awesome. And as I've just described for you on the show today, the system is doing such a wonderful job. And why would we want to change it? Because all of the great benefits that it's providing to us through the 5G system, the removal of the birds and the bees and all this mess and all these toxins and all of this nasty stuff like soil and gardens and organic food and real medicines and all these things. We don't need any of this stuff. We don't need oxygen. We don't need any of the things that we used to have in the world because now we have 5G and fast internet. And isn't that what life is all about? So, hey, let's just continue the way we are and let the government continue in what they're doing and create this wonderful environment they seem intent on creating because most of the people just seem intent on letting it happen anyway, so we may as well just enjoy the ride and enjoy this new virtual world that we're going to be living in. And it will be a virtual world, folks, even if we don't end up going into a mainframe and leaving this world and going into a computer graphic type world, it will still be a virtual world because it won't be anything like the world that we lived in. Because there won't be any trees, there won't be any birds, there won't be any clean water, there won't be any clean air, there won't be any normal food, and there won't be any freedom. And that will not be a real world. That'll be a virtual life that you're living, even if you are living a life. All because the government is your friend and you decided to trust them. Yeah, through people's tolerance of wrong behavior, through people's misplaced belief in authority, this authority that's been drummed into them since school, since birth, this authority which is a fiction, which doesn't exist. Through this misplaced belief in authority, through people's tolerance of wrong behavior due to this misplaced belief in authority, their failure to stand up for themselves in any way, shape, or form, and their perpetual need to sit back and wait for someone to save them, we've managed to create this incredible scenario for us to live in. We've managed to create this incredible future that is unfolding. And it can be a future that we want it to be, or it can be a future that they want it to be. And all we have to do is decide which one we want. And if it's the one that I've just described for you, which is really the way it is at the moment, then all we have to do is sit back and allow it to continue. It's really simple. We don't have to do anything to have exactly the future that the government is creating. And won't that be wonderful? And if people do decide to participate in the world, well, perhaps we could have a different future. But people don't seem to be that keen on participating in the world, and even many of the activists out there who are looking at all the stuff around them and saying this is a pretty weird situation we find ourselves in really don't seem to be doing much about it either, rather than arguing about it. Many people are so locked into their belief system and so determined to prove to others that they are right that they're simply not really paying much attention to their surroundings either. And that's an unfortunate thing. Although maybe it's a fortunate thing because, again, we do have the government to look after us and they're doing such a wonderful job now. Why would we want to change it anyway? Perhaps these people are better off arguing over their computers rather than paying attention to their environment because, after all, that might mean they would have to participate and that's not really going to help the system much at all either. As I've said so very many times on the show, all the world is a stage, ladies and gentlemen, and there is so much theatre going on at the moment. And really, when you assess the environment that we live in, it's a pretty disgraceful situation that we've set up here. It's a pretty disgraceful situation that's unfolding, and it's unfolding simply because people aren't paying attention to what is happening right beneath their feet in their local communities around them right now. There are so many people focused on the world stage. There are so many people focused on all this political theater that's happening. And the Trump presidency, honestly, is doing an incredible job at theatrics and distraction at the moment. And nobody in the Trump political community, no one in the Q community, in the QAnon community, is talking about 5G. Nobody is talking about the IoT. No one is talking about social crediting. No one's really talking about what is unfolding beneath their feet. No one is really talking about what the new world order really is. Now, what we've done to this earth is absolutely disgraceful, ladies and gentlemen. And we're the ones who've done it. And we've done it via our inaction. We've done it via our tolerance of wrong behavior. We've done it by simply looking the other way and allowed all this stuff to happen. You're not looking up from our iPhones, not looking up from our personal conveniences and paying attention to what's happening around us. And I was walking around in Holland the other day and everyone was saying what a wonderful, beautiful, sunny day it was. And I'm looking at it going, what's all this milky stuff in the air? Why can't anyone see this mist? No one saw it until I pointed it out to them. When I pointed it out to them, people noticed, oh yeah, it's a little hazy, isn't it? Looked like smoke in the air or something, but it wasn't smoke. It didn't smell like smoke. It wasn't mist. It wasn't dew. What was it? It was stuff that was falling from the sky. People just aren't noticing what's going on around them. They're not noticing what is happening. And whatever they did, dropping all that stuff out of the sky, they're about to do something else, obviously, because they've just brought all this down. All these chemtrails that they've been spraying in the sky for so long, they've just dropped it all down on everybody in the last week. So what's going on with all this? There's a lot of things going on at the moment, folks. It's a very, very interesting year unfolding. And not enough people are paying attention to what is happening. Too many people are getting caught up in argument and infighting. And the last radio show that I did, I missed out on last week's show, and I'm sorry about that. But the one that I did before that, I put out a show called Why Are They Hiding History? And I put that show out as a plea for unity. And the amount of trolls that it attracted, the amount of people who were so desperate to be right, was such an incredible demonstration of the problems that we are facing as an activist community. After looking at some of the comments on that show, I started debating whether I even wanted to do another show after that. I started thinking there's not much hope for this species. Because if this is the way they're going to react, then how are they ever going to get any type of focus on anything? You know, and the fact is that we're in a pretty desperate situation, folks, and we need to pay attention, and we've got to put all of our stuff down for this to happen. And after the responses that I got on that show, well, I just felt like putting out a show like this week just to relieve some of the pent-up emotion that I'm feeling. And that's why it was a pretty dark show today, a little bit of black sarcasm, because, well, that's just the way I feel sometimes. When I look out and I get out and I look around the world, that's sometimes the way I feel. So we've reached that time again, folks, where we are almost at the end of the show. Bit of a different show today. I just thought I would spend the time pointing out how truly wonderful everything is and what we are really facing and how much the government is really your friend. And if you're a new listener and you didn't pick up on the black sarcasm throughout the entire show, well, I don't really know what to say. But that's really the situation that we're in, folks. Really, when you step back and look at it, it's pretty black and white what we're facing. You know, the world's run by criminals, as I've said so often, and it's our tolerance of wrong behavior that allows this entire situation to continue, and it's about time we woke up to ourselves and did something about it. It really is. I mean, all we've really got to do is call things for what they are. That would make a huge difference. Now, don't go along with all this political correctness and all the stuff the government says you need to do. All their channels of complaint you need to go down. Just stand up and call things for what they are, folks. Doesn't matter if you offend someone. You know, if these people complain that what you're saying offends them, well, that doesn't really matter because their behavior is offensive. These people themselves and what they do is offensive. Everything this government does is offensive. It's offensive to everything it means to be human. And it's about time we called it, folks. It really is. But as I said, folks, that is it for me. I've reached the end of the show. Something that I do want to put out there is that I'm coming to LA in mid-May. In actually a few days, I'll be arriving in LA. And I'm just going to put it out there. If anybody has a bed or a room, they may be able to put me up in for a couple of weeks. It would be a wonderful help. I'm kind of at a bit of a loose end when I get to LA. So if anybody out there does have a place where I could maybe put my head down and get a little bit of work done, that would be a wonderful thing. Just send me an email. It would be great to hear from somebody. Again, I am speaking at a chemtrail conference at Virginia Beach on May 26th. You'll find details to that on Facebook on Madison Star Moon's page. And I'm going to be speaking at Regeneration in San Diego, Southern California on June 2nd. And you'll find a link to that on my website. You can purchase tickets via the email attached to that banner on my website. And do get to see that, folks. It's going to be a great gig. I'm going to be speaking there with Benny Wells and Sophia Smallstorm and Bernard Gunther and a bunch of other people. So do come along to that if you're in Southern California. That's going to be the last gig that I'm doing this year, so I do hope to see some people there. But that is it for me, folks. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In La Cache.